Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi there, this is Joan Van Ark and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson with the program. Note, the conversation you're about to hear with Juanita Bartlett originally aired in 2012 and was broadcast again in March 2014, a few weeks after Juanita's death on February 25th of that year. Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to TV Confidential, a radio talk show about television that is pleased to welcome Ms. Juanita Bartlett. Juanita was one of the first women to establish herself as a writer and a producer for television in the early 1970s. At a time when the industry was changing, but still very much male-driven. And if you are familiar with television history, you know that Juanita Bartlett is a longtime collaborator of James Garner, beginning with Nichols and continuing with the Rockford Files, where she also began a longtime association with Stephen J. Cannell. But Juanita has also written for and or produced many, many other popular television series, including Spencer for Hire, Scarecrow and Mrs. King, as well as episodes of Alias Smith and Jones and Little House on the Prairie. And we are pleased that Juanita is spending some time with us here tonight on TV Confidential. Juanita, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thank you for asking me.
One of the fun things I like about doing this program is learning things about the guest that I did not know about before. In your case, there are two things about you I didn't know about before. One of which is that you were born in San Francisco.
That's right.
The listeners know this. I'm not sure whether you know this. I spent most of my adult life in San Francisco up until a few years ago. Whereabouts were you born in the city?
I was born in front of Mary's Help Hospital in the car.
Was it a matter of they didn't make it to the hospital in time? Or?
Oh, they made it to the hospital. My father ran in to get the nurses. And when he came out, he opened the back door and started to climb in, and Mother said, "Be careful, don't step on the baby." And I was there. Timing is everything.
I was going to say, that sounds like the premise of a sitcom episode, you know, just...
Yeah.
And whether by design or not, I mean, you have always had a very rich and a very sharp sense of humor, and that has always come across in many of the shows that you've done over the years. Now, you were born in San Francisco. Did you live there for long? No,
actually, my parents met in Honolulu, mm-hmm. Hawaii, and they had come to the mainland just to see the family sort of thing, my mother's family in San Francisco, and I happened to be born there. My sister was born in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stayed there for a few months and then went back to Hawaii. And I spent my early childhood there in Honolulu. And then when I was, I think, about 8, we came back to San Francisco, and I lived there until I talked the family into into moving to Los Angeles, where show business was, and everybody decided, okay, to Los Angeles. I was very persuasive as a child.
Well, yeah, and but now I understand that when you first set your eyes on show business and the entertainment industry, you did not necessarily want to be a writer first. You wanted to do something else in the industry.
I wanted to be a famous actress. Famous. Adored. Who doesn't?
Who are some of your favorite actresses that you enjoyed watching when you were young?
Oh, dear. I really enjoyed the actors more than the actresses. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with strange people for a child. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with Henry Fonda. I just thought he was wonderful. I still do. I mean, I remember his pictures. I loved them. And years later, I was living in New York, and he was in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a New Year's Eve. I was out with a date, and we were going from place to place. Everyone was having parties. And we got to one apartment building, and I pressed the button for the elevator, and it came down and stopped, but the door didn't open. And I looked in, and I was looking directly at Henry Fonda. And there was a woman with him who said, "Take your finger off the button. Take your finger off." And I thought, not a chance, lady. I just was drinking him in. And he knew it, and he started to laugh. And she was not amused.
Yeah.
But I finally let them go on their way. But, it was tempting just to keep him captive.
And of course, many years later, I guess this is just to show that the world is small. You know, your friend James Garner.
Right.
Henry Fonda was one of his mentors as an actor. And he spent Jim's first year in the industry. He worked with Henry Fonda in the Kane Mutiny Court Martial, where, you know, he got paid to watch Henry Fonda work every day.
Yes.
And my understanding is that a lot of the sensibilities that Jim came to embody when he became a television star and then a movie star, he was more or less emulating what Fonda did.
Yes, I think so. I think I had heard that. But, I mean, Jim is certainly his own man.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was learning from the best, just the best.
Right.
And that's why he has been a star for so many years.
Yeah, and what I meant by emulating Henry was not in terms of being an actor, but just in terms of the business of running the set, because as you know,
yes,
from the other side of the line, the lead actor sets the tone on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
or any television series, especially television.
He certainly did, yes.
Yeah. And we're talking to Juanita Bartlett. Juanita Bartlett, Emmy Award-nominated writer, producer. Juanita was one of the driving forces behind the long-running television series The Rockford Files, which is one of her many, many collaborations with James Garner. This conversation with Juanita originally aired in 2012. Now, you mentioned, Juanita, that when you first came down to Los Angeles, you wanted to be an actor. What led you to become a writer? Well, I mean, actually, what changed your mind about acting and what led you to become a writer? Let me ask you that.
Well, nothing changed my mind so much as I was in need of money. And I was working for Meta Rosenberg as her secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a limit to what they would pay me, which was very, very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And I was... My father had been ill. My mother cared for him. And so I was taking care of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed money. And I needed it desperately. And it was that need that I kept thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And at that time, as I said, I was media secretary, and we were at Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a show for that they were doing for Jim, getting it together. Frank Pearson was the producer and writer. And
that would be Nichols.
Yes. And they were getting outside submissions. And I thought, because I had read the pilot script, mm-hmm. I was there in the office, I knew Frank, and I thought, I have to come up with an idea for the show. And if I do that, I'll get out of this terrible thing that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
Of not knowing whether I can keep the car running, put gas in it. I mean, very basic things.
Sure.
And so I didn't ask Mita, because I was afraid she'd say no. But I went to Frank, and I said, without making any commitment, may I do this? May I submit an idea? And if you don't like it, fine. I won't say another word. But if you do like it, that's fine, too. But I said, it'll never come up again, and I won't pester you. And I stood by my word. Never a look of, maybe he's reading it. Maybe he doesn't know how to tell me he hates it. nothing to disturb him. And he went out to look for locations. And he said to me, Juanita, I haven't had a chance to read your material yet, but I promise you I'll take it with me. And while I'm out looking at locations, I will have it and I'll read it. And I thought, oh, thank God. It's not that he hated it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that's fine. Thank you, Frank. And didn't say another word. And a couple of days went by, and then we were back at the studio, and Frank called in and said to me, I finally will have an opportunity to read your material. I brought it with me, and I said, thank you, Frank. The next day he called and said, congratulations, Juanita. You're no longer a secretary, you're a writer.
And just to remind the listeners who may not be familiar with the name Frank Pearson, this is the man who wrote Cool Hand Luke.
Yes.
This is the man who went on to write Dog Day Afternoon, so that's high praise.
Yes. In fact, I think he's an Academy Award winner.
That's right. He is an Academy Award winner, and I believe he is also involved with Mad Men these days on AMC.
He is a brilliant writer. He is wonderful, and he's a lovely, lovely man. Oh, generous and encouraging.
And I can only imagine, Juanita, for a young lady, starting off her career, to get that kind of feedback.
Yes.
Makes all the difference in the world.
It does. It does. I mean, I read his material, and I just, I loved it. It was wonderful. I mean, he has a brilliant mind, and it translates into what he writes.
We're talking to Juanita Bartlett. Juanita has a brilliant mind. If you are familiar with any of her work for James Garner and the Rockford Files and Stephen J. Cannell, Juanita is spending some time talking to us about her work as a writer and producer in television.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie, that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And of course, all six seasons of the Rockford Files are available now on DVD, as are, I believe, all of the CBS movies that Jim did in the 1990s, and which I know, I believe you wrote three or four of those, Juanita, including the first reunion movie, I Still Love L.A. We did a program a couple of weeks ago on the 20th anniversary of the L.A. riots and how television covered that. And then when you and Jim and Charles, you know, sat down, Charles Floyd Johnson sat down to, you know, okay, how do we bring Rockford up to date, you know, after 15 years? And you hit on the idea of touching all the main stories that had happened in L.A. and how it affected Rockford. One of my favorite moments in I Still Love L.A., the first Rockford reunion movie, Jim is watching television, and he's watching coverage of the L.A. riots.
I remember it.
And then there's a helicopter, and then they zero in on Angel Martin looting.
Oh, gosh, that was wonderful.
And the great thing about it is it's and again, you can speak to this because you're writing for someone such as Jim. The humor in that scene is Angel, because Angel's an opportunist in every sense of the word, but also you know the camera cuts to Jim, and Jim just, his look just says it all.
That's true. Oh gosh, and the character of Angel Stewart was brilliant, really. I mean I can't think of that character and not start to laugh. He just did it. He did it beautifully. Beautifully. You were not watching an actor creating something. You were watching somebody who existed. Angel Martin existed because Stewart brought him to life.
Yeah, and I think every one of us has had at least one Angel Martin in our life.
Yes.
at one point or another. And you know, you can't explain why we're attracted to people like that, because they, despite themselves, they have good qualities. Otherwise, I mean, because Rockford could be kind of irascible, but Rockford was a teddy bear deep down, and Rockford had a lot of patience. But people like Angel, they pushed his patience to the limit.
Yes, that's true, and you misused him terribly.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes.
But going back to Stewart, you can very easily make that a caricature. But
oh no, he was real. He created him. You believe that this man existed, and of course Stewart was nothing like that mm-hmm. character. But he's a wonderful actor, and he created him from his shoes up to, you know, the top of his head. He was a real human being. And you would get frustrated with him, dealing with him, and some of his, terrible schemes that, you know, Jim would have to end up digging him out of. But there was also, there was something about Stewart that you had to say, well, all right, now just, I never wanted to see you do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Just behave yourself and, okay. Now follow me and we'll get you out of this. I mean, he'd look at you and your resolve would just, oh, okay, let's save the so-and-so, you know. But he was wonderful. You loved him in spite of the fact that he was dishonest. He was a troublemaker. He was sometimes a bit of a thief.
Mm-hmm.
But you still ended up caring about him.
I don't believe you wrote this episode. I believe Stephen did. But one of my favorite moments of the whole Rockford Files series is a show, I think it's called Chicken Little is a Little Chicken. And once again, Angel gets Jim in trouble without letting Jim know about it. And Jim and Angel has gone too far. And Jim lets him know it. And Jim is about to walk away and let Angel hang. And then Angel kind of says, but Jimmy, you're my friend.
Yes.
And that touches to, you know, Rockford's assault. You know, I mean, most people would walk away, but Rockford couldn't because Rockford somehow saw the good in Angel.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though he wanted to deck him. You're listening to a conversation with Juanita Bartlett that originally aired in 2012 here on TV Confidential. Juanita Bartlett, pioneering television writer and producer and one of the driving forces of the Rockford Files. We'll play more of our conversation with Juanita Bartlett when we come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.